Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on September 29th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. Canadian lawyer spoke with BC lawyer Sonali Sharma about her practice and how she sees innovation being put into practice. For Sharma, it's not just about technology, but about making legal services more accessible to more people.
I think a massive epidemic in this profession is the scarcity mindset, that your worth is determined by how much you're charging for an hour.
Sharma spoke about how she approaches service delivery at her firm, Athena Law.
We do things like scaled billing, so fees are determined based on how much you make. There isn't a set billable rate. There's flat fee options, and then there's different scopes of retainer, which is what unbundled legal services are, is that, you know, how much can the client manage versus how much do they want me to do? And so it's more of a partnership model where the client has a lot more say in what they're going to do, because so much of law doesn't really require a lawyer. So it's kind of a unique model in that sense. I didn't create an app or I didn't do anything groundbreaking. I think I've just gone back to the basics and I'm just trying to find a way to make law accessible in a way that I think people want it to be, because we are such a consumer-driven world and now we're in a post-gig economy. I think I've started looking at law as like, you can look at being a lawyer as being like a gig worker.
A group of current and former sex workers and sex work law reform advocates have lost their case at the Ontario Superior Court, which argued that several sex work-related criminal code provisions were unconstitutional. The applicants said that various prohibitions, which were enacted in 2014 in the Protection of Communities and Exploited Persons Act, violated various charter protections. But the court found the legislation constitutional. Dr. Janine Benedette, a law professor from the University of British Columbia, represented an intervener in the case.
I think the key finding here is that, you know, there is no constitutional right to buy sex. There is no constitutional right to profit from the sexual services of another person. And Parliament can validly legislate to prohibit those activities in the interests of the many, many vulnerable people, mostly women, who end up in the commercial sex trade.
As ESG disclosure requirements evolve from voluntary to mandatory, businesses are putting measures into place to prepare for the shift in the disclosure landscape. Canadian lawyer spoke to Bill Gilliland, partner at Dentons Canada LLP, who's a speaker at Canadian Lawyers ESG Summit on October 12th.
For climate-related disclosure, perhaps more than other areas, sort of on top of understanding what those disclosure requirements are and understanding the work that needs to go into an advanced preparation, that needs to go into developing the information to make the disclosure, I think there are significant changes and implications to a company, certainly a public company's governance processes and structures internally, because the mandatory disclosure is going to impact the timing at which the disclosure needs to be made, which will in most cases be much earlier in the year than companies are now making that disclosure. The location of the disclosure is going to change, and it's going to be, you know, we don't know exactly, but we know that it will end up having to go into annual disclosure documents that certainly for public companies go through a thorough board review, scrub, etc.
Mishandling trust accounts and failing to identify his clients properly are among the reasons a British Columbia lawyer is now facing a disciplinary hearing before the Law Society of British Columbia. According to the findings of facts and determination hearing, even though Neil Burton Wang has been a member of the provincial bar since 1999 and had worked for large national firms with a focus on complex international commercial transactions and investment, he claimed he didn't have the experience or awareness to understand how to manage these aspects of his practice once he was working on his own. The Law Society brought forward 7 allegations against Wang, including failing to provide any substantial legal service or make reasonable inquiries when, on separate occasions, clients used his trust account. Additionally, the Society alleged that Wang improperly withdrew or authorised the withdrawal of funds from his trust accounts, and that he failed to keep a general ledger as per Law Society requirements, and that he failed to follow client identification and verification rules. According to the Law Society, the possible outcomes of a disciplinary hearing include an order to complete courses, practice under supervision, pay a fine or legal costs, or even suspension or disbarment. You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes, and to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favourite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.